Lip service. What's up? What's up? It's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
Noah Paul.
Chad Braverman.
All right. So we have a couple of special guests with us. Now, normally it's like a lot of girl talk and one guy, but you guys here will now be able to give each other assists as we discuss things.
Okay. Yeah, like but y'all can help each other out and stuff.
You need a lifeline. Chad's here for you. Noah's here for you.
Can, like, lay it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, no, it's not like that. So, Chad, explain to everybody what you do and what Doc Johnson is all about, because we've had some Doc Johnson toys on these past few episodes.
Yeah, so Doc Johnson's my family business, mm-hmm. and we're in the sexual health and wellness business, which means we make sex toys.
Yeah, you know? I like the way you said it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're making it more mainstream, more proper these days. But we make sex toys.
Okay.
So dildos, vibrators, butt plugs, strokers.
That's great for anxiety.
It's great for everything. Yeah, I mean, anxiety, stress, whatever
you
need.
About STDs.
Mm-hmm. It is safe sex. It's a good way to practice safe sex for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good way to loosen your butthole if you want to try anal.
It's anal month, by the way.
Is it? Oh, my God.
So that's actually why Noah Poe is here. No, please.
What? I got a surprise for you.
See, I knew that. You didn't know that.
Yo.
Really, anal month?
Yeah, it's anal month. But, you know, we've made a month out of everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it was like cheeseburger day yesterday, but like, it's anal month.
Okay, so what happens during anal month?
You know, people that like anal.
Anal is encouraged during anal month.
Anal is encouraged during anal month. Buy new toys, especially Doc Johnson ones. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, if you haven't been into anal play, you know, explore it. Get ready. If you've been into it, try new things, you know.
All right. So it's a good time to try a butt plug, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. We're just normalizing everything. That's what it's coming down to these days. It's just normalizing these type of things.
Now, Noah, have you ever used toys? And let's talk about you, because Noah will be performing at Angela Yee Day, which is going down on August 28th.
Yep.
All right. Entertainer. You've seen him on Instagram. You've seen him as a DJ. Now you've seen him as an artist. He has new songs out. Of course, keep that same energy. And that also applies to anal.
He's like, wait a minute.
Nah, I don't think that song applies to anal.
Why not? Keep that same energy.
So I'm not telling anyone to keep the same energy because I'm not doing it. So
keep that same missionary energy.
You know what? Keep that same energy over there. The anal month.
But Noah's from Kingston. Do you think that, being from Jamaica, you feel like you're a little more traditional when it comes to sex?
I mean, not really. I don't think, because if you put yourself like, yo, I'm from Jamaica, you know, I'm not supposed to do certain things. I don't believe in that. You understand?
So then people eat pussy, right?
I never said that.
They always do that.
I never said I did.
He's just not going to admit to it.
Yes, or don't you?
No, actually, I'm a keeper. I'm a keeper.
Oh, shit.
Like, a girl asked me to do it. The first time.
Okay.
I declined, but, you know, I went home, I called my friend, and I asked him, like, yo, you ever did, you know, you ever eat pum pum? And him say, yeah. So I say, yo, you know, this girl asked me to do it, but my dick climb up. Me, I think about it still. You know? I say, like, come on, please her. Then me, I say, yo, so how it is? And him say, yo, it's sweet. I was like, okay.
Depending on who it
I'm like, okay. He said it's sweet, so I said, you know, I'm definitely not going to do it because I have diabetes.
Oh my God, terrible story. We don't believe
it. Is that true in general?
Give him a shot.
Pussy? Yeah. I just saw a meme about it on Instagram today. Really? I don't know. I mean, a white Jew. We eat everything.
Some Jamaicans. Well, I think they should say some
kosher,
Jamaicans.
Though, so. Oh, okay.
Some.
Yeah. Now, I've definitely had Jamaicans eat my pussy, so I don't know what they're talking about. They just don't talk about it.
Girls always say Jamaican guys. I don't know if because, you know, we run with that, like, yo, Jamaicans don't eat pussy. Mm-hmm. But girls always be like, oh, Jamaicans eat pussy the best.
It's one of those well-known secrets. Well, we're hoping to expand your palate today on Lip Service. So there's going to be things that perhaps you might want to try. Now, have you ever used toys in the bedroom?
I mean, yeah.
What'd you use?
The vibrator stuff, you know, like you put it on the clit and play with it until she comes.
Okay, so you've used a vibrator on a girl before.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did she introduce that or did you?
I just saw it like in the bed when we were about to do whatever. So
it was just laying in the bed.
Like, you know, she
Someone
planned
play
it.
With me.
She planted it.
Like that. Okay.
And actually, she was using it before you came over.
Maybe, yeah, because she was wet. She was already wet.
And that's why
yeah.
I was still in
the bed. Yeah. So, you know.
Did you know what you were doing?
With vibrators, I guess you have to know where to put it exactly to make the girl really come. So then, you know, I got a feel of it where I start turning it like zzz, zzz, zzz. So, you know, and then once you turn it to a certain volume, you see, she's like, okay.
She got electrocuted. She's no longer with us.
Yeah. No. Well, let's go through some of these toys.
I'm dead. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
All right, so let's see what we have here. Because how about handcuffs or ankle cuffs? Have you ever used those?
No.
Are those ankle cuffs or handcuffs?
They can be either, right?
They can be either.
Oh, I've never heard of ankle cuffs.
Does it stretch?
How did you say it?
Because how do you got to keep your feet together with that? Let me see. Yeah, is that something you would try?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Would you try that?
What?
Handcuffs, ankle cuffs.
Like me? Like
Japanese
handcuffs?
Style bandage.
Either or.
No, I'll handcuff the girl. I'm not gonna.
Men have a problem being vulnerable.
They're called cotton
cuffs.
Yeah,
it's a control thing.
Hair inch.
Huh?
I don't know what she might do when, you know, I'm not in control.
She could do anything. If you're having sex with somebody, you're already giving up some of your power. She could do anything.
But he's from Brooklyn. He can't have on the cuff. She might get robbed. The girl might go on your stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of things.
Well, she shouldn't even be in your house at
right.
all.
Right. Why is she even in your house? Yeah, you have to do stuff like that with people that you can trust.
She could go in his pocket. Yeah. What you mean? He My got pockets, a wallet.
Watson, if that's going to happen. Nice
what's
wallet.
Good about those Leave is that me. Those are like for beginners. So like you can get out of those.
Oh, okay.
Those
okay.
are not like, you know, a lock and key.
Lock
throw
and key.
Away the key. You're
yeah.
fucked.
Oh,
or,
so you that's your way of telling me to try.
Butt naked. Cops got to come.
Yeah, it's rope. No, this is for you.
This is more for like beginner play.
For me?
You're a beginner.
I mean, I'll put it on the girl.
That's, she, but you can get
start
out of
there.
It.
That's a good start.
Yeah, you can okay. get out of it.
Sure.
So
on
you
the
passed
girl.
The stage already.
Oh, please. Yeah. Are you kidding us?
Where's the
Let
key?
Me show you what you want to see.
Where's
the stage?
Where's the locker
You want to see what stage Gigi's at?
Don't.
I got Gigi. I got those.
Let's see.
You got me.
Let's
I got
see
the lock
Gigi.
With the key, too.
Let's
I don't know
Gigi's
if it's here.
Level.
I don't know
oh, my God. Yeah, you don't know what's in the box, right?
I don't. No, it's like a
Only Angela knows what's in the box.
Right now.
All right, let's see.
Gigi is at this stage.
Good girl,
go on. Yo. Strap on.
Wow.
Gigi you know
is
what?
Doing body
Are you extra- pagan, guys?
No.
So
I'm not.
Now, this Doc Johnson toy is
but I will.
The body extension. Right. It's a 4-piece hollow silicone strap on set with rechargeable vibrating harness. This must be expensive.
Let me tell y'all the big one. Open it up so we can see the big one.
Speechless. You used that already, G?
I have not used it, but she's at that stage. But I did say that on a previous episode.
And Jane knows what she was doing. All you have to do is look
at it. I probably would.
Was it when we were talking to Lisa Ann?
What? Yes.
Yeah.
So there's all different shapes and sizes.
Look at the third one.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
They're all in there.
That shit is huge. It's like the size of a leg.
It's not that big. I mean, the biggest one is 8 inches.
Now, but the girth.
Have you tried all these toys, Chad?
No, I mean, I've tried a lot of our toys. I haven't tried this particular one.
What's your favorite?
The Optimal vibrating cock ring. For sure, I think.
I always hear cock rings are amazing.
You want this?
Oh, you
want to put it back?
I want
you
it.
You have one already.
You're like, that's heavy.
Do you want this?
This is for a particular type of player.
Yes,
I
it
mean,
is.
So this is a little bit different, but there's a big market out there for this type of product.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I like the vibrators. I like the vibrating C-ring specifically because there's something hands-free that you can use with your partner.
Right.
So it's nice for both people.
And so if a guy has never tried a cock ring before, explain like why it's beneficial, why it feels good, what it's for.
Yeah, so I mean like C-rings can be for a lot of different purposes. Like generically, they're for like bigger, stronger, like thicker erections because they're going to restrict your blood flow. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of times people think that it's only for guys with like erectile dysfunction or problems getting it up or keeping it up. But like these days, it's mostly for like dual pleasure. So like a guy will just put it around his shaft, not under his, you know, balls as well. And
so you're not supposed to put it under your balls.
So you are technically, if you're using it more for the ED
erectile
purposes,
dysfunction. Okay,
but
to
if
make
you're
you stay
just
hard.
Using for it play. Like for like the vibrating purposes and you want it to kind of be hands-free, you just kind of put it over your shaft and then the vibrating little, you know, arm will vibrate the clit and then you'll feel the vibrations through your penis and through your testicles as well. And like,
it's a good
a lot
vibration.
Of fun.
Sounds like a good time.
Would you try that, Noah?
Yeah. That okay. one.
It's might, basically let me what see if we you tried. It's let's just hands
free. Let's see if there's one in the box.
I told. Listen, I saw him this morning. One. I told him we were gonna have some.
That ring stuff is pleasure. It's pleasure to the girl because you know.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's vibrating. It's pleasure to the woman because it keeps you harder. Mm-hmm. And longer, and then also if it vibrates, then it's stimulation for everything. So
I've never used like had a guy use one before. More than once, like more for real.
I had this one guy a few years ago that I was dating or whatever when I was single and living in Jersey, mm-hmm. and he was a little freakily. Like he came with his own toys.
Really?
He was a little young guy too, and he came like with like a bag full of toys to my apartment, and I was like,
"Were they open?"
No.
No, all right.
They're brand
new. Like brand new.
And box. It was all types of stuff. It was like bondage stuff. And
that one's
remember
cool.
when I told y'all I tried the nipple clamps and I fucking hated it? It was that guy.
Yeah.
He came with like a whole bunch of shit.
So he just had a pet. Now, let me ask you this. A guy comes with a bunch of toys. Do they have
we
to be
We spoke
in a,
about it.
Do they have to be in the box? Though?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're not using recycled toys.
All new stuff. Toys. No recycled toys. But no, we spoke about it prior to.
Chad, can you rinse these toys off and use them on someone else?
Yeah, so I mean, depending on what the toys do, like a lot of the vibrating ones, like I wouldn't put them in the dishwasher or anything. If they're non-vibrating and they're silicone, you can put them in the dishwasher, you can boil them, you can disinfect them however you want to. If they're vibrating, just, you know, antibacterial soap and warm water, pretty simple. You can clean them off, disinfect them, no problem.
And how often should
I mean, I would recommend
it?
Not sharing your toys. Like, I think that you should have a new toy for new people and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of ways to clean the toys. And especially for someone who's just using them for themselves, like there should never be a concern if you're keeping them properly that they're going to be like, you know, gross when you go to use them the next time.
But like, when do you get rid of them? Because isn't that like after a certain amount of period of time, do you feel like, all right, you should only use your sex toy for 2 months or?
Can you overuse it?
No, I don't think you can overuse it. I mean, I think that when you start getting into some of the higher powered items, like the wands and things like that, I mean, I definitely have spoken with women who feel that they are less sensitive to, you know, like, let's say like finger stimulation or something like that, or like a lower frequency vibrator. I would say that's on the rare side of things though.
You can get numb.
You know, I mean, I'm a believer, even though like I make these products and I want you to buy all of them every day of the week. Like I'm also a believer in, you know, using different things and finding different ways to explore your sexuality, like not just relying on one toy or one way of getting off. So, I mean, unless a toy breaks, I don't think there's a reason why you necessarily have to get rid of it.
Right.
Different toys are different things. Like when they're electronic, if they break, you know, you could get rid of it and it might be under warranty or whatever. Things that we make like strokers and stuff like that. I'll tell you, guys are rougher with their toys and
so,
like,
what's a stroker?
That's like a masturbator.
Okay.
You know,
ooh, like we have a guy would
like jerk off with. Yeah.
Yo, why you want to give me all
have
these
Have you
thoughts?
Ever tried a fake vagina? Like a,
no.
Would you?
I can't think of anything except that video that's out right now on Instagram when the lady is in her son's room and she finds it and she's talking about it. Y'all haven't seen it?
No. Wait, go ahead. What happened?
She's talking shit about his little thing and she's like, keep me in here sticking his dick in this. And look, here's the lube.
Yeah, and she was holding it.
Yeah. She blew up a spot?
It's like viral right now on Instagram.
Oh my God,
you can't shame somebody for that.
What,
hide your toys?
Like little stuff that I brought from the office and stuff like that when I was like 16, 17 years old. Yeah.
Where did you hide it?
In his butt?
Shoe boxes, whatever, you know?
In his butt. Wait, so you've been working with them? Well,
it's
that's
his
your
family business,
but like you've been working there since 16 or before that?
Yeah, I mean, I started working there. I was 15. It was like the summer that I was going into ninth grade in high school.
Damn.
Wow.
So I worked there like every summer through high school, every summer through college. And then when I graduated, I just went to work.
So people would come and ask you questions and like, hey, how do you use this?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's changed a lot. Like our culture has changed a lot. I've watched literally a cultural shift over the last like 20 years, but I grew up, my dad didn't tell anybody what he did. Like we lied to everybody about like what the business was.
Right.
So now I tell people and like I'm their best friend. Like they want product. They're so into it. If I'm at like a dinner party, someone will come up to me and ask me what I do. And I'm like, I'll tell them. And then they're like, oh, I know. Like, you know, whatchamacallit already told me. And like, then they'll start sharing like intimate details of like their sex life with me and like wanting to know what I think and like
you're
all
like
this
a
different
sexpert.
Stuff.
Yeah, you
becomes
are.
Like a sex therapist. And I'm like, I'm not that.
But you,
you
are.
You know, like I can help you with different things. I've definitely worked with people in certain aspects of like their sex life. And exploring that aspect of it. But yeah, I mean, people definitely
in the area of toys and, you know, personal stimulation products, I would say.
I think what it comes down to is that, like, I'm super comfortable.
Right.
Like, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. Like, you're not going to catch a look from me or sense any sort of judgment. Because, like, I know everyone that everybody's done.
I can imagine. I know people's, like,
kinks and fetishes. And
what's the number one fetish? Feet.
I mean, feet's a big one. No, I don't think so. I mean, being tied up, things like that, I think is definitely probably larger in the scale of like fetishes, you know?
Now, here's a very special surprise
that
we have for you that we were talking about earlier. Okay. So this is the stroker. Now, what you can do with this.
That's a good picture, you guys.
Look at that.
It's a vagina.
This girl's hot.
I meant the girl.
Man squeeze, it's called.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl.
She's very pretty.
Would you hit that?
Would you hit that?
The girl, not the stroker.
Why not? Here,
well, you're
going to
hit it tonight.
This girl's great. Playmate Irina.
Come on now. You wouldn't use that? The stroker?
So
it's
like
a vagina.
Wait. Do you masturbate?
Yeah.
So then it's perfect.
Yeah, that's why
he's not comfortable. He's like, yeah.
That's better than masturbation. Pussy. Wouldn't you rather
Can I show you that?
Can I work with that?
Yeah, show us.
Can I show it to you?
Yeah.
Come on.
You're gonna freak
show
out.
Us the
I know
pussy.
It. I know you're gonna freak out.
Man, listen.
Show us that pussy.
If I could sell my pussy in plastic.
Do not steal
if I could make
this.
A silicone version of my pussy and sell
pussy.
It, I would.
Okay. Why not?
It's like, in jail.
Okay, so what if you wanted to have a threesome and your girl was like, no, but here's a stroker and you can
Angela.
What?
That's not a threesome.
I feel like they should allow these in jail.
Toy.
No, I know a lot of women that bring strokers into the relationship as like sort of a
That looks like a coffee mug.
It does.
Hell no.
With a pussy on top.
Wow. Now see, look at this.
It does look like one of those
trash. You know what's cool, man? You can squeeze it.
Main
and pump
squeeze.
It up. So wait, when you squeeze it, what happens?
It gets tighter.
Saying. Don't you squeeze
like
your
a Reebok pump?
Don't you do kegels with the dick?
I bet you feel
it's like when a girl squeezes her pussy while he's fucking her.
You squeeze.
It vibrates and moves and stuff.
It vibrates?
No, it doesn't vibrate.
He's not coming out the house.
Yeah.
Yo, come on, man.
This is for
squeeze.
Guys who's not getting pussy.
We have a vibrating one. But they don't all
That's
vibrate.
Not true.
No, that really looks like a travel coffee
he
mug.
He probably gets pussy, and I know he fucked a few of those coffee mugs.
I mean,
mugs.
He have to test them out.
Okay, now
that's his company. He have to test them out.
Have you ever been in a relationship where you were 100% faithful?
Yeah.
So now what if she was traveling for 2 months? You wouldn't get this, and then maybe FaceTime, and then pretend it's her, and then put the phone above it.
He says his hand is good enough.
It's good enough.
What? I think you should try to make it feel like this.
That's why they made FaceTime and shit.
Can your hand vibrate?
FaceTime to have a pussy.
That one doesn't vibrate.
We are coming out.
You can't feel the pussy on FaceTime.
FaceTime with your ass, right?
We're coming out with an extension on that you can put your phone on.
And you get it off.
That makes sense.
Do you hear this?
What?
We're coming out. Here, let me see that again real quick.
With an extension.
Uh-huh.
So we're making a clip back here. See this? So this unscrews. So we're making a clip back here that basically-
Wait, is that a butthole?
Is it?
Can be. It's the back end of the pussy. No, this is like the air release.
So. You see my face?
It's a butthole. Yeah. If it would have been a butthole,
yo, like
you might gotta make that.
Yo, you OD, yo.
You might gotta make that.
I was getting excited about the butthole.
Why were we all happy? Like,
really?
Is it a butthole?
Y'all can run a train on this toy.
I just was excited about it.
This is for double penetration.
No, I wouldn't. I'm, you know.
No, we're making one that you can screw on. It has like a selfie stick, so you can put your phone in it. I mean, it's mostly for watching porn. You know,
but FaceTime.
And then now FaceTime, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But it was meant for like a guy that has his phone and wants to watch porn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's right there.
Yeah, because it's hard to prop your phone up in a good area while you're trying to handle your business and watch porn at the same time, speaking for myself.
True. But let me ask you a question. How do you clean the inside of these?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this just...
Lick it. Angela.
This just
Now that nasty. Just made it not sexy when that all just came. So,
can I feel this?
Yeah.
Sponge. Oh my God, it feels like pussy.
So you could come
How
inside
you know
of
what
it.
Pussy look, because like? I have
Yeah, and I would imagine most after. Guys are coming inside of it. And then look, you just put it back like in, pussy. Pop up. That's it.
Oh my God.
Pussy in a can.
Pussy in a can.
I'm not going to, that's amazing.
The main squeeze.
No, whether or not you decide to try it out. And you don't have to tell
he like
this
his
is American
it's
ingenuity
I'm not
here.
Gonna try.
He like his pussy darker than
I'm
that.
I'm not fucking no rubber.
Why?
He'd rather use his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it to him. He'll do it. He it's don't want to
like
tell
I,
us.
It's not like I said, yo, I don't jerk off.
Right.
I'm not going to use a rubber.
Would you jerk off and then come inside of that at the last second?
Yeah. I think he really wants this, but he's ashamed.
Hell no.
You do. It's just like but the eating pussy question. You was like, did I say that?
No,
that
he good deny, with the restraints. I didn't deny this, right?
He's good with the cuffs. Okay. We're taking baby steps with him. He took the handcuffs.
Okay, fine.
I'm not putting my dick in no rubber.
Okay.
It's you silicone. Don't use condom?
Damn.
Yeah, but it's silicone, a different right? feeling. Like
it's not. It's elastomer, which is a rubber.
Oh.
Elastomer.
He's not wrong.
So it's just like putting a condom on.
There's a lot of guys that feel that way.
Yeah.
There are. I mean, there's more guys that don't because we sell a lot of these. So
yeah, there's a lot of guys who don't feel that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that don't feel that way. We're gonna ease you into some things, but
yeah,
I get it.
Has anybody ever walked in on you while you were using one of these things?
No.
Oh, gee.
No. No, I've only been walked in on one time in my life jerking off.
And what happened? How did
was it a parent?
No.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Who was it?
My wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's no big deal. You're like, come over here.
No, but she was like, why is
it was still shocking.
She was like, why are you using one of those?
I was like, shit.
You was using one of those?
No.
Did it make your dick
go? No, I don't really use these, to be honest with you. Oh. I try them sometimes when we come up with like different internal like textures and shit like that. I want to see
the
like
difference.
What?
Because if ain't nothing better anything? Than good pussy than what? What if pussy? You don't want hair on it? Do they have something to come with hair on it?
Yeah, we make something to come with hair. Not wow. these. Not these. Yo.
This is amazing.
No, we do. We
some
make,
people like hairy pussy.
We make like tabletop ones that are bigger. Mm-hmm. So they have like a pelvic bone.
Like a butt and stuff?
If the porn star that we're molding has hair,
then
we'll put the hair on.
Whoa.
But on these, this is really just like the vagina.
Inside of it, right.
So we don't, there's no hair, there's no place for hair here.
Someone in here tried it. I'm not going to name names, but someone here got one also and tried it and had a good time with it.
He would turn red.
He's waving his hand right now. For research purposes. Well,
for research purposes.
Let me tell you, this feels very, very good. And it's a very like good material. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
And you can put like lube in it and stuff, right?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, we make a lube that goes with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
water-based or silicone-based?
We make a water-based.
Okay, what if a guy leaves you for a flesh, for a stroker? Like, I'm sorry, but I found something.
I'm in love.
No one's ever.
That mean your pussy trash.
Oh, man. It would have to be.
Don't leave me for pussy in a can. All right, now,
less headache.
Noah, we do have a gift for you to give to a lucky lady in your life, but we want you to use it on her. Now, mm-hmm. this is something I feel like you can do this, and you have done this, right? Here's a pocket rocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you cool with that?
A pocket rocket?
Yeah.
It's a vibrator.
Okay.
Like the one you used on the girl and turned up the volume.
Yeah, and this is actually something, and it says here Cosmopolitan voted this the best clitoral vibrator, and Glamour made it the Sex Toy Award winner. This is like a staple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that's not
intimidating. Number one selling vibrator of all
time.
Yeah,
that's the one that came in a box the last time, and I was upset I didn't get one.
Why do you think that it's the number one seller? Like, is it because it's small and discreet?
Is it quiet?
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. Like, it's just small, it's discreet, it doesn't look like anything.
It's easy.
I think the name, I mean, this product came out almost 30 years ago.
It's cute.
So, I mean, it's the pocket rocket. Everybody knows it. I feel like I've heard hundreds of women tell me that like the first item they ever bought was the pocket rocket. It's like a gateway.
It's like the beginner.
It's a gateway. Yeah.
You know, it's a gateway one toy. Speed. I mean, if you look at it today versus like
you're
the
like, okay.
real, like good technological, like products that are out there, it's, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything. It's a lie. It's like, it's old school, but it works. It's super powerful. You can kind of like just keep it and no one's going to know what it is. And it's great to introduce with like a guy, especially because guys that are a little bit more sort of like not wanting to use toys with their women. Like if a girl brings that out,
we ain't gonna point no elbows.
I'm not gonna point fingers, but
now let's talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're not like feeling like you're inadequate
right.
because she didn't bring out like a wand or like a jackhammer vibrator. It's like this little tiny vibe. And she's like, oh, I want to use this with
like,
you.
I'm bigger than right. that.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
So is that sex toy etiquette that you should never use a toy that's bigger than your partner?
No, I mean, I think, you know, it depends on who you're with, right? It's like a first timer or someone that you're in a relationship with. I think obviously it's open communication is key in general. But I think that when you talk about smaller items, sort of like these like vibrating C-rings or mm-hmm. the pocket rocket or some of these like little bullets and things like that, that's what I always tell people if you're going to bring a vibrator into the relationship for the first time. Like, yeah, keep it small. Keep it simple. Don't freak the guy out.
Right.
get him don't into bring him a stroker. It and like get let him see the proof is in the pudding.
Right.
You know, like use a vibrator with a girl when you're having sex and you're going to be like, this was just more fun in a lot of ways. So like then they're going to come back and they'll use whatever you want to use from then on.
So don't bust out a 10-inch dildo. Right. Like, hey, let's try something new.
No.
Yeah, that might
he'd be like scared.
Raise some questions. Just, it might make
now
him feel
it twist around in a circle.
You know, I mean, guys have like their own issues a lot of times in sex. Like more guys are way more hung up on shit than like they admit that they are.
Is that true, Noah?
Yes.
Do you have insecurities in the bedroom?
No.
Answer that fast.
Everybody has some type of insecurities.
No, I mean,
can you go more than once?
Once you're sure of yourself, you know, you're good. I'm sure of myself, so.
I want to know the answer to this question.
Can you go more than one time in a row?
Yeah. Not like back to back, like 10 minutes after.
You need to breathe.
You got to chill, yeah.
Do you know your stroke number?
I said,
Yeah.
What is it?
How many
to the center it takes?
Wait, so guys really count?
Yeah, sometimes. You got
look at his face.
Yeah. You saying strokes per minute or just like stroke count total?
Stroke count total.
Oof.
I mean, an estimated guess.
I've never counted.
You have a Fitbit for that.
I mean, like
there's a
in the motion, you know, like you're like, okay, let me go like 15, like
15 more pumps.
Pumps and then do 10 wine in it, then you go slow again.
That's because you're Jamaican.
Come on, wine in it.
Wine in it. Wine in it.
Oh, you don't like when a guy wine inside you?
I just said you're doing that because you're Jamaican. Do you be doing the wine after 10?
No, girls like when you wine inside.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what you're talking about.
We point like to proven. Get
it. It might have a different name where I come from.
Point proven.
What, grinding?
Grinding. Right, I know that.
What about daggering?
Daggering? No, I don't do that.
What's daggering?
What's daggering?
I mean, you have girls though who like that shit.
What's daggering?
You know that. Yeah. You have girls who like
Jackrabbit.
That. You have
right.
Girls who
Jackrabbit. Right. Okay. Jackrabbit. That's appropriate sometimes.
If you're drunk and like you get to that point.
Yeah, you got
to
get there.
You're grinding. We're not using wine. And grinding inside of them.
No,
you know?
I like wine.
Once and I know it, I'm
okay. Like, oh, no, just beat it. I'm like, right. Oh, shit. I can't bother with that shit.
You don't like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's depends. You but it got to be. Yes. I mean, you're not grinding all night. You're doing both. But you got girls who just like when you just.
You ever get a cramp?
Like straight in.
Yeah.
No.
That's awful.
That's not good.
He said he got a cramp.
Cramp, like, yo, damn.
A Charlie horse. That's the worst.
That's the worst. Everybody gets a cramp during sex at some point.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, trying to be still for a second.
I think girl comes faster when you grind inside of them, like when you're whining inside of them.
No. Really?
Yeah. Depends on your size too and where it's touching. And yeah.
I'm still sitting here shocked that you count your stroke.
I mean, you know your thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like in 9 to 5. If you have a job and you do it a certain way and you're having sex, you have to take it serious. All right. You're
job,
gonna
it's
use
a job.
This. You understand?
What's wrong with that? It's the number one
and
selling.
I think
you these, are gonna use that, right?
These stuff, I think, like, I wanna ask a question. Which one you rather? A dick or a vibrator?
Both if you're gonna do it.
Which one makes you feel better?
It depends.
It actually depends because vibrators make me feel great.
So y'all know with me, I never used to use toys until I got the toys the other day. I was like, let me try it, right? So
you had this one, right?
I had that one, but it's the iVibe that I liked. The iVibe, the little small one, not that one.
The iPlease. It has a little ring on the bottom?
Yeah, it has like
a little
silicone
ring
thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That one is good.
Jojo.
That's a great, that one's crazy.
See, I don't know what that is. That looks,
that one's crazy.
That's a lot.
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, you can't manage
that's
that one?
Like
no,
advanced,
no, I don't think so.
That's like advanced.
That's
toy.
Advanced. I don't like that
product.
That
goes up.
It goes in you.
And then what's the other piece? Too?
I'm upset that you it,
like,
sent that.
For it, real. Clitoral stimulation, right?
That thing literally turns around, so it's like licking the clit.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I don't like that product.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just don't like that product. It has like too many functions. I like...
It does look like
simplistic.
It has herpes.
I also just,
it a bump.
I don't like the way it looks. I was overruled. I was overruled on that product.
Do the rings and those bumps, they move around?
They kind of like pulse. Move up and down.
Yeah, it looks like
yeah,
it.
I don't know
and
about
then they kind of like...
Yeah, so, that's a lot.
It's like an interesting internal stimulation. I don't know. I can't use any of those products.
A lot of guys say it's bad.
No.
That you shouldn't use internal. Let me see it. I feel like a guy will be jealous or feel a kind of way if his girl has a toy that goes inside. Yeah.
I mean, look, my thing is, honestly, what type of guy do you want to be with? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, like, I mean, if you're okay being with someone who's jealous of like an inanimate mm-hmm. product,
right.
then like, that's cool. And that's fine. Get yours. I wouldn't want to be with someone who was, you know, not interested in what I was interested in or like what I might be interested in, you know.
Would you be offended if somebody could only come from a toy and not from you?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I mean, I'll be honest. I haven't really met anybody like that, and I've been in this business for so long. Like, I was gonna kind of answer that question too. Yeah. Is like, you know, she answered it 100% right. Like, both is mm-hmm. one answer. Also, that like they make you feel differently at different times. But I don't believe that there's a replacement for sort of like human connection.
Absolutely
and a human
not,
feel.
Not at all.
And you that's need what a I body. Always try and tell guys is that it's not a replacement. It's never gonna be. Yes, it can make a woman feel amazing and maybe even sometimes better than a man can, but there's still never a replacement for like human connection and being with someone in bed and right. and sharing
that's
that experience.
That's why I never wanted to
toys
use it.
Toys can't so, give you passion, but they can give you great felt. Orgasms.
No, but honestly,
but also it's just about like busting a nut sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I know yeah. girls who can't come from like physical.
Internal.
Yeah.
And that could be true, but I don't think that that's a, I don't think that's a toy thing. A lot of times I think that is sort of just a mental mm-hmm. thing that they have not overcome.
I think,
and
I think
that
it's
goes
a,
into a
I think
lot
it's
more
a toy
of like the
thing when you have girls who just
it.
Use it constantly.
Well, then you get desensitized.
You understand? Like girls who just constantly using it. So when, you know, the internal or whatever with a guy is like, it's but not the same.
I'll say this, I'm playing devil's advocate here. And I speak to a lot of women about this stuff. Honestly, a lot of guys are just disappointing in bed a lot of times too.
Bad part. Mm.
They just are.
Ding.
A lot of guys are in it for themselves. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to make the girl come, or they don't know exactly what to do to make the girl orgasm. And
that's
so
the
like
in the
you're
room
a woman
are shaking their head, yes.
and your experiences are whatever they are. They're mm-hmm. beat most of the time. Mm. Guys come 100% of the time.
Right. Hmm.
Well, have you ever not been able to come, Noah?
Like the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you just give up?
Yeah, I'd be lying.
You fake it?
The second yeah. time.
Do you make a noise? Like, oh.
Yeah.
No. You should just tap out.
No, because, I mean, the first round was good. Then, you
yeah,
know, you
so
chill,
afterwards be like, just
go
tap
again.
Out. Like,
it's
damn,
harder
baby.
For you to come in the I'm second round.
Out. You got
to
make her feel like she quit.
Right.
Yeah. Just keep going.
I mean, and worse if it's a girl that comes like a lot. Mm-hmm. So you keep making her come, you know. It's like, yo, shit, it's time now for, you know, act like you come.
Right. Or you could just use your mouth.
What? she already came a lot, so I don't need to do that.
Have you ever been with a girl that you couldn't make her come?
Yeah.
How did you take it personal?
No. But I asked her, like, yo, you know, how much partners she had before, like if she
what?
Had,
what does that have to do with?
No. I asked her how much like people she sexed before, if any one of them ever make her come. She said no.
Okay.
So she never came before, so
never.
It's not just
so
you.
That's my point. Right. I don't care.
Was she supposed to tell you? I done had like everybody make me come.
Everybody but
you.
Yeah. I'd feel disappointed because I'm like, yo, you know.
She spared your feelings.
Yeah, she'll be disappointed.
I know her.
Not
she
really.
Always come.
Not really. Listen. You have girls out there who definitely, like, I know girls who definitely tell you like they can't come.
Mm-hmm.
Never came before.
That's
like
a sad life.
I'm telling you, like real talk.
Do you? I don't know about can't come. Maybe they just haven't.
If they use one of these here, that thing listen. With the tongue and the herpes.
And that's what I'm saying. You have she girls out that. Here who just come by using a vibrator. So everybody's body is different.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Mm-hmm. Now, this right here, the
have
booty
that.
Bling.
Keep it over there.
I
you
have
used it, G?
I did.
Yeah,
oh. How was it?
Yo, you use everything, G.
She's into it right now.
So listen, I don't. I should have though.
You should have sat here with
I
it.
I should have.
Wait, you could sit around with
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's actually
so
what
listen,
it's
let me
meant
tell you.
Exactly.
So let me tell you. Y'all know ever since Lisa Ann, I've been trying to get dick in my butt,
yeah.
right? So when we got the box, I have that too. Mine isn't pink though. But anyway, yeah. So when we got the box before, I took out all the anal plugs. I took that one. I took the other one that looks like that with the bling on it. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. But I feel like it's kind of too small.
I think I outgrew it.
Yeah, the booty bling, I'll be honest, it's supposed to grow. Is a little smaller.
It's more like novelty, right?
It's not novelty. It's just more like beginner.
Okay.
Like for people like.
She took a dick before.
The sort of like the blingy part of it is like cutesy.
Yeah. So that one I have.
You can use it and put it on.
The big one, right? The big one, it's long, but it's not wide. So
that's how you know you're ready, when you get past the big one.
So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick break. Me, L'Oreal, and Gigi are gonna go downstairs.
No, we're not.
Put the small 3-inch one in.
I'm gonna take the medium.
We are not about to do that.
L'Oreal's gonna put the 4-inch, and Gigi's gonna put the 5-inch, and we're gonna come and do the rest.
Okay, we'll be right back, guys, after this break.
Support for today's show comes from Scentbird. With Scentbird, I found a way to mix up my fragrance routine without breaking the bank. Whether it's Tom Ford, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, or Versace, Scentbird.com keeps me smelling good month after month. So just the other day, I went on 3 different trips, okay? I went from Atlanta to Detroit to the Bahamas. And fortunately, I was able to bring my Tom Ford, my Gianni Versace, and my Cartier perfumes so that I could smell different, because I like a different perfume for daytime. I like a different one for when I'm working. I like a different one for when I'm going out. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. Simply choose the cologne or perfume you want to try from more than 450 designer brands, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays. That's enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a month. And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Just go to Scentbird.com/lipservice and use my code LIPSERVICE for 50% off your first month. That's Scentbird.com/lipservice, offer code LIPSERVICE, and get your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing.
Anyway, so I can tell you, out of that one, pull the other one, Angela, the 3
booty bling.
Yeah, that one. The other one that's shaped like the small, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The other one, like the booty bling, but shaped like that one, a little fatter.
Yeah.
That's the one I like.
Yeah.
The booty bling, it was weird. Like, I couldn't really get it. I had a problem getting it in. And not because it was the balls. Like,
does it make you cum?
Yeah.
It doesn't make you cum. However, I did feel a little like, ooh, like once it was in there after a while, I felt like
a little bling.
Something that size is good, like, to have in while you're having sex.
Okay. So now that I haven't done yet.
So it's like a finger.
Are you supposed to take it out?
Right, like the thumb
in
the booty.
Thrust it in?
Well, that's more like anal beads.
Okay.
But you can with this. It's just that it's smaller, so it's a little bit harder to do it. But you know, because it takes like a lot really, of like, you
it
know,
was
just,
like trying to, it was like trying to,
guys.
That was like trying to put like a flaccid penis in my butt. Like, it wasn't hard enough to like go.
That one's pretty small.
That one. But the
lube,
other one was
right?
good. And I kept it in for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how long you're supposed to keep it in for?
No. It's not about time. It's just like.
She forgot.
I wanted to keep it in as long as I could, because I'm trying to, you know, get, I have a goal. I'm trying to get some dick in my butt.
You was by yourself?
Yes.
She got some shit she got.
You're a freak, yo.
Okay. Yeah. Huh?
You never had it?
That?
You never had dick in your butt?
Yes, but I haven't done it in a really long time.
Oh, okay.
I've been with the same person for the past 10 years, and we've never done it. And I'm trying to like let him do it. But every time I've tried in the past, no matter how drunk I was, it hurt. So I'm trying to like, Lisa Ann, the porn star, I gave her some pointers and she said plugs and a couple of other things. So when the plugs came, I'm like, yes, you know?
Training kits are the best, and then just lube.
She needs a new one that's bigger.
So does the other one that I like come bigger?
Let's see.
Because that's what I think I need.
If you're already on the biggest one
here,
of this,
get the I vibe.
We'll send you the next size up.
Okay.
You graduated.
Yeah, you graduated.
You did?
Now, I put that one in. I didn't leave that one in for 4 hours. It was in for a little while.
But that's what porn stars do when they have to do anal scenes.
That's
right?
What Lisa
they put
told
a butt
us.
Plug in and they keep it in for like an hour or two before the scene.
Yeah, or the best thing is like put it in, go to dinner with your man, and then come home. And do it.
I don't think I could just sit with something up my ass for that long.
I did.
It's anal month. Okay.
Yeah.
I did. You know what you're there for.
Go to dinner, have a few drinks. And it's sexy too, because he's the only one that knows what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's like, that's also a fetish type thing.
Then I'm like that ass over and he see the little bling bling.
Share that little secret with your partner. Then you come home, it's on.
Doesn't it loosen your bowels up too?
No.
Are you sure?
You gotta play rough for that.
Angela,
you gotta play rough.
I'm asking, because
it's a good question. There's definitely okay, that's a different thing.
Dookie booty.
People that think that like butt plugs will make you just like be like, you know, pooping No. Like out of nowhere. That's one thing. But like at the end of the day, if you're going to play with your butt, mm-hmm. things that are in your butt might
fall out.
But that's why you have to prepare.
It's just that, you know, if they're
anal play isn't something that you have to prepare for that. Like you just don't out the blue
prepare,
say
enema, I'm gonna clean, yes, do everything.
Yes, yes, yes. I did it once before, or maybe twice, and I didn't plan.
Or maybe three or four.
Okay. Well, you got lucky because it could have been bad for you if you had some stuff sitting in there. Oh, yeah. It could have came out.
Don't do it today. Don't do it Wednesday after Taco Tuesday.
That's never happened to me. But see, back when I was enjoying anal play, I had a boyfriend who had a very small penis, so I like made him put it in there.
You could left that in pleasure. There.
Yeah. So I never had that type of issue, but I still like enema before and use a lot of
that's
lube.
So crazy. Yeah, I never
like I prepared my anus to get fucked.
Now, how do you get somebody that has never used toys?
He's like out of this conversation. Wait, so you never fucked a woman up the ass?
Never.
Okay.
I told you
pussy,
he's very
the ass.
Conservative.
Use, yeah, he's conservative.
He's
traditional.
Coffee mugs.
If I had a dick, like, I would definitely myself put it up for
her. Who is this crazy bitch I'm sitting next to?
I would want to know.
If I was a guy, I would definitely, I would have stuck my
you'd
dick
try
in
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Just to see, right?
What? Yeah.
You'd have tried that?
Freshman, you want to try it?
Happen.
So,
try
why, it so why you don't try you one
it?
Of those?
The stupid shit that we do with our dicks, I can't believe you wouldn't put it in there.
Why?
Because you putting your dick in and that shit is like a dick in me. Like, no. I'm not trying to waste my, you know, my wallet.
I'm saying the 5-inch stuff that G said she...
Vibrator is one thing. I'm not trying to shove that up my pussy. That's not going to fit today.
No, the other one that...
That one's only 5 inches.
What? That big ass
one with the purple one.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
The shaft is 5 inches. I just read it on the bottom.
That shit look big as hell. It's not actual size then.
This one. Why you don't try that?
Oh, not this?
Yeah.
I'm not... She graduated. She graduated.
Yo,
I
was
didn't
like Goldilocks
start.
In the three fucking.
Oh, you didn't start yet.
I didn't even
clubs,
start.
Yo, nah, like I put the first
one
in, and I was
just
like,
right.
Then I put the second one in, and I'm like, I don't even feel it. And I put the third one in, and I'm like, oh, okay, I feel it a little bit, but I feel like it could be a little wider, you know.
Really?
G's gonna break you out. Okay. I see it.
All right, so Noah, we found on
my... Noah, this might
look,
be up your
men's sexual health and wellness.
This is
don't
the
say up your alley. He doesn't like that.
I was gonna say up your alley, but stop.
Why?
Here is your cock ring.
Finally,
we found. Now, this is what you can use. It's a rechargeable vibrating C-ring. It's silicone, and it's the best couple's toy, according to Cosmopolitan. So you can use this.
By the way, Cosmopolitan loves your whole line,
yeah,
clearly.
Yeah, right.
What is a couple's toy? Explain that.
So this is the product I was talking about earlier that's like probably my favorite item that I use, which is the vibrating C-ring. So this is just in a brand of ours called Optimale.
So you put it around where?
So yeah, this so you just put it around your shaft. You don't have to like loop it under your balls. Just put it around your shaft. And then what's good about this item is a lot of the vibrating C-rings that were developed, for some reason, inexplicably, they run like perpendicular to the man's shaft. Mm-hmm. So like the woman would really only feel it if the man was like fully inserted. Mm-hmm. This runs parallel to the shaft. So it actually like kind of comes out like, let's say like two fingers.
Yeah. And that's right? What I was about to say. This looks
and
a little
so
different than the cock ring I used.
It actually keeps contact.
It has like a probe.
With the woman when the man's sort of penetrating in and out.
Okay.
Right. So instead of it just like coming off of the clit when the guy pulls out and then
it's
back on
there.
And out and then back on and then out, which can be disruptive to a woman's, you know, pleasure and eventually hopefully orgasm. This one should to some degree at least keep much better contact during penetration.
Does that make you come faster?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. Sometimes that the vibration just feels different that day. I mean,
I would think
every day is a little different to some degree. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I have sex with the same person for a long time. So it ain't the person. It's sometimes just the situation or how long has it been since you've had sex? How long has it been since you've come? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes that'll come on and then you're just like, oh shit.
You guys watch porn together?
Yeah, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No,
but we're into different type of porn. So
what kind of porn is that?
I don't know. She watches like some lesbian porn and like some other stuff. And then I just watch like hardcore fucking gonzo shit.
Lesbian porn is for women.
Yes, all women like what lesbian porn.
Men don't like lesbian porn.
You said
it's gotta be a weird day.
Yeah,
it's a weird day if I'm into lesbian porn.
Really? It's because you like gotta see yourself bang. In there or something.
I don't know. There's probably something with it. Egotistical.
Mm-hmm. Like, fuck these bitches. Where am I?
Join I imagine in. Myself as.
Yeah.
So, Noah, you would use the cock ring, the C ring.
Yeah, I would try this.
Okay, good.
Finally,
I'm glad
finally
he's gonna try yes. something. Yeah. Especially because, yeah.
Small victories.
There you go. Grab this one too.
Nah.
Try that at the same. Oh, you want that?
Yeah, he wants promo. Come on, you gonna give us a review? You gonna tell us about it next week?
Playmate Irina.
You gotta tell us about it.
The picture. You gotta look at the picture.
Yeah, take
the
box. Listen, you gotta give us a review.
Just look up her Instagram. That's all you need. This girl.
Y'all worked hard on this picture because
this girl is good.
Yeah, this is a good picture.
Yeah, that is a good picture.
Now, Noah, do you watch a lot of porn?
I don't really watch it a lot, but
you make it.
Do you? Bye bye. You have a lot of video?
No.
One?
He's getting uncomfortable. Look, you could tell.
I mean, like, you make seen? Videos, but because of the bullshit that's go around with girls always releasing shit, and people release shit on the phone now, so you have to be careful of
what you do.
Yeah.
Right. Has that happened to you?
No, never. But
he's,
you know,
he's very cautious so that it doesn't happen.
Yeah, you have to be careful of what you're doing. Whereas if you're in entertainment or whatever.
What kind of porn do you watch?
I can't do the two girl stuff. Well, I like to see you in action, like a man fuck a girl. Mm-hmm. And you know the fake sound them would be making.
You like the fake sounds.
Yeah. The fake sounds would make you come.
Maybe they really are making those noises.
Yeah. Nah,
trust me.
Have you ever felt like somebody was overdoing it in the bedroom with the noises?
Yeah.
Did you tell them to shut up or stop?
Like, come on now, bitch, calm down. No, because he likes the sounds.
He's like, I didn't even put it in yet.
Yeah. The song trying to get the vibes, the mood. If you're having sex with a girl and she's quiet, that shit is boring.
Ooh, that's got to be an ego killer right there. Yeah.
No, definitely.
Like, what if she's on her phone, like?
No.
OMG.
Never.
You got to kick that. You got to kick her out.
Yeah.
You doing that shit. Your Uber's out.
Nobody want to be with a girl who's on the phone while you're having sex with them. Obviously, you're not feeling anything.
On the phone.
Do y'all make noise, like, when you're about to come or, like, when you're having sex?
Faces.
Do you moan? Yeah.
Make noise.
My ex-boyfriend used to yell my name when he was coming.
Oh, no.
That's always interesting, especially when you're in a hotel and you're trying to be low-key.
Every single time.
Well, who tried to be low key in the hotel though?
Because you don't want to be all loud and have everybody hear you.
Nah,
hotel, that's what the hotel's
hotel
for.
Is
that's
where fun. You make a lot of noise. You
then
don't
you walk
give
out
a
the
fuck.
Room and everybody's looking.
Do you
ooh,
know?
You don't care. You don't know
do.
Who's in the
can
next
I have
room?
A geek moment? Do you know the number one day that hotels are booked and sold out?
Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody.
They getting
sex.
They getting fucked.
Yep.
Yeah, Valentine's. People love hotel
you, you
sex.
You hear somebody in the
hotel
next room,
sex on Valentine's
you're trying to
day.
Top that. You're like, okay.
I've never done that.
I'm going to go harder. I'm going to go harder in the next room.
There are a lot of people that's the only time they have sex.
In
like
hotel.
In relationships.
That's
like
sad.
That they only have sex in hotels.
I can't imagine.
Why would that be?
Oh, but they have children.
You have kids. You can't get to go
vacation.
In. Like go in when you people have kids.
People love that like
there.
Getaway. Also, right. A lot of people, they think that it's like... that they're meeting someone there that's not necessarily a person they're with. You know, there's like a fantasy behind it.
Meet me at the bar.
And it's for both too.
Hey,
like the guy's thinking that and the girl's thinking it too at the same time.
So like you know? So you live with your woman, right? You think
with my wife
sex with your wife.
Yeah, fortunately
having
I live
sex
with my wife.
In a hotel is better than having sex on.
No, just sometimes it's different, you know, change of scenery. Mm-hmm. It's like, especially if you're at a hotel or a place you've never been before, it's just like, we've never had sex here before.
Right.
And then the longer you get into a relationship, the less you can say that. So mm-hmm. when you do find a place like that, you're like, well, we've
let's
never had sex
here
before.
And then you know you don't gotta do anything.
And we've had sex 100,000 times.
Right.
So.
When you're like at home, new. You're thinking about, I gotta clean this up, I gotta do that, I'm gonna go downstairs. And when you're at a hotel, you just lay there and call room service.
Right.
Yeah.
And you might, and usually it's because you're like on some chill shit.
Yeah. And you could wipe up everything with their towels so you don't have to worry about washing them.
All right, very interesting. So, Noah, you have some homework to do.
You have a gift to give.
Mm-hmm.
You have a toy to experience.
Okay.
And then this one is
bondage.
The wild card.
All right. I'm good at all three. Nothing to do with no anal or nothing.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, hopefully.
They're not forcing anything on you.
No anal, no rubber pussy.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Is there a reason you've never had anal sex? Like that you've never...
No, I mean, I don't think, you know, that's something that I would try.
Mm-hmm. I've never had anal
and
sex.
I'm not saying it's
I know.
It's because I'm like,
a little birdie told me. Little birdie told me that everyone here is trying to get you.
Yeah, a butt birdie.
To explore I've never your had a butt door.
Birdie. So you're not alone.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's don't worry good. About it.
But I've met a lot more women that haven't had it and mm-hmm. sort of that's their decision than I have had met guys who haven't wanted to try it.
Yeah. Cause that shit hurts. It does. Like I tried to do it. It's just
it hurts at first. And then but once it's good. In there, it's good.
But getting but past
losing your virginity hurt too.
Not as much as getting fucked up the ass. I'm sorry.
Because your butt don't have like natural lube, so you gotta, mm-hmm. it's too you much preparation.
To yeah.
That
yeah.
shit hurts.
It's a lot. Yeah. It and then I think like stuff in my butt, like I don't like my butt feeling wet. Yeah. And I always say that.
Doing a butt.
Ow. You know what I mean? Like I don't feel like my butt is, I feel like my butt is wet. I'm supposed to wipe it.
So no, you want to be on my side and wipe talk it with it.
Right? Well, she's always been on your side.
Okay,
I'm she just lied. Trying to get you
we're into
experiment.
This. A
and
long
I
time.
Always do think that guys do want to try anal more than women do.
Y'all Caribbean,
but there are
y'all
some
just
guys.
Met a lot of Caribbean guys that haven't yeah. wanted to try it.
No,
there are some guys
in your position
who would want to do it though.
If they wanted
no
to.
Anal.
Listen, you aren't alone. There are plenty of guys who don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You they never say, why, when home? You have pussy, why do I need your ass?
Yeah. I mean, girls ask whatever they want to ask. It's up to you. Like,
right. The girl actually eat her pussy. You didn't do it. It was up to you.
A girl what asks about, to do it in the ass. I'm like, nah, that's not my thing.
What about when you get married and like he said, you have sex 100,000 times and you're like, fuck it. I need something new. Give me your ass.
Listen, in sex is always something new.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do the anal stuff to be one of the new stuff.
But what's
you can go to something
that,
different.
What's something
I thought
different
you were
going to
give a completely
done.
Different answer. But
what's
I
something
like
different
that
you've done that you could put us on to?
Yeah, come on.
Put us on to something.
You did everything already.
So?
Me and you on the same, you know?
On the same wavelength.
We did everything except the anal shit, okay? So there's nothing else new.
No, there's definitely other things I haven't done.
So y'all like put what? Us on an anal boat?
I never did a threesome.
Okay.
Right. Are you with
He's
me there
quiet.
Or no?
Huh?
Are you with me there? Are you with me? You with me?
Who said it? You want this one?
He don't want to be
with
here.
No, but why?
Who
though?
You with?
Why?
I didn't ask. I said, who are you with?
Team Come Gigi, on. Team Angela. Because you know I did a threesome.
Honestly, I can't be Team Gigi right now. You're OD freaky. I can't be on your team. I might, you know.
In the middle.
Have you had a threesome? Yes.
Okay, so he's had a threesome. Why don't you want to admit it?
Team Gigi.
Because he don't want to be a freak like me. It's okay.
I mean, was it?
I'll be on Freak Island by myself.
Is the next girl watching that counts?
No, that's voyeurism. Did she insert herself? Did she was lick
it?
Did
your she at least tap your balls?
Right. Did she rub your back?
She was eating the next girl.
Okay, oh, that's a threesome. Okay. That's a threesome. Right.
Look at you.
Song lit.
Well, yeah. No, the girl had a threesome. You was the boy.
Right, you were watching.
They used you.
They said that I'm boring.
You girls, were the dildo.
Girls don't like they to do threesome you. With dudes who don't eat pussy.
Yeah, okay. You're boring.
I mean, everybody got to eat pussy. Hello? It's
so you bought somebody else to eat pussy because you
wouldn't have replaced me either.
And now for the pussy.
You know,
portion.
Girls eat pussy like, one second. Day. Can you come in here for a minute?
Girls always saying that girls eat pussy better than guys.
They do.
Mm. So you're intimidated. That's why you don't do it.
Chill, man. That's not the reason why I don't do it.
How about you, Chad? Threesome?
Yeah, I've had a threesome before.
Of course he has.
I don't know, like with the
He's
stroker?
Like,
two strokers at one time.
One in the right, one in the left.
I don't know where to finish.
Open up his butt.
You're killing me. Yeah, that's what I said. Do it in the back, all holes.
Well, what's the most amount of
all
women?
All holes are open.
What's the most amount of women you've been with, Chad?
Jesus. Two.
Just two, okay.
That's it.
Damn. You don't want to do more
that
than
was
that.
Enough, like, in general. I don't think I had a chance for three.
Oh, man.
Not going to sit here and be like, oh,
I'm not
going to
tell my number. He might get up and walk
five,
away.
But, like, two women. That's
How do guys do
max.
That? Because I've heard guys say, like, I had four or five girls at a time.
They just
I'm like,
there.
With one dick?
Yeah, I think that's just... I don't know.
It's,
I mean, it's a lot of fluff.
You're not having sex with all of them.
I think that's
the
a lot of
day.
Fluff yeah. when guys talk about that stuff yeah. personally.
And then it's like an orgy, really.
I think it's definitely happened because there's a lot of guys that have that opportunity. But like, what are you doing really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of stuff to focus on.
Yeah, I think my dick would be tired if I was a guy.
Depending on if you're having relationships with all four of them.
Sure.
Right. But if you're just, like, say you got two girls, like, that's the two main chick that you got to answer to. And, right. you know, and then you have two more girls over here two that you're just having sex with.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you mind if a
that's
girl,
more of an orgy than so what it if is a girl just like, her, oh, I've been with five women at the same time.
Her finger in your butt in the middle of that. Is that okay with you?
I mean, Angela. I've done it.
Okay.
For I'm sure.
Sorry. What is it? What's wrong with
thank
that?
God. Somebody admits fucking it. Admits it.
I don't mind. I don't mind a little tickle.
A little tickle in my pit.
Can I ask you a really personal question?
Little who's home?
Have you ever orgasmed that way?
Knock, knock.
No. Nah, well, that's not true. I haven't my man. So I've purposefully orgasmed that way.
Okay.
Not, you mean like just by that alone?
No.
Because
no.
your G-spot okay. is there, right?
That and like melting.
Yeah, your P-spot.
Oh, your P-spot.
Like yeah, that and so, head at the same time. A finger, a head and a little finger. Yeah. Can you come like that? Have
yeah,
you come like
absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's oh, a goal yeah, of mine.
Sure.
That's an amazing orgasm, right?
But we make a lot. Yeah, it's good. I'll be honest. I didn't for a long time because I heard it was so good. Mm-hmm. That like, I was like,
chasing it like crack.
I don't want to be sticking something mm-hmm. on my ass every time I want to come. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to chase the ghost. Mm-hmm. But like, also it's what I do. Like I try shit because it's just like, I want to know what it's about. Like when basically prostate massage became a mm-hmm. really big thing with straight men mm-hmm. over like the last 10 years after that stupid movie Road Trip.
Remember yes,
that movie,
Road Trip? Yes, Stifler.
That became a thing, man. Like he got milked in that movie and then like all of a sudden like
it's a thing.
Guys were like, what's prostate?
That's
what's
what made
this?
Me
what's
want to try
so
it.
So we started making a lot of prostate massagers. There was another was company in our industry who that's like all they do. They make mm-hmm. these prostate massagers. They're supposed to be incredible. So we started making a bunch of them. So for me, you know, curiosity killed the cat. Like right. I want to know certain things. And right. like I said, I can't try any of these vibrators on myself or a lot of the products we make, I can't try on myself. So the ones we can, I'm curious.
So was it more intense than a regular orgasm?
Yeah, it can be. To be honest with you, sometimes I don't like it. And right. it's not something that I do on any sort of regular basis mm-hmm. at all. Like I actually don't even know the last time I did it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But
you would recommend it.
I always tell everyone try everything
just
twice.
Try it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was gonna say once. Come
you
on,
know?
Twice.
No, twice.
Twice sound good.
Well, because you don't know what once is gonna be. Right. Try everything twice and see what's up. I mean, I like a tickle mm-hmm. more than I like an actual insertion.
Right. Okay. Okay.
That's what I've found. So, you know.
No, stop looking uncomfortable.
They like
yeah.
a tickle.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, if the girl's down. I'm good. You know?
They like a little tickle. Believe that.
Yeah, a little tickle.
Yo, you and Gigi supposed to be best friends.
Y'all I'm gonna like, be honest with y'all. Y'all like, me and Gigi like are definitely aligning.
Y'all like the try stuff.
Anyone else in the room?
Y'all like the try stuff.
They
time
are trisexual.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Plus, I like that she knows the words for shit. Like she said voyeurism right away.
Yeah.
Like, that's voyeurism.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm into it. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I get the concept.
All right, now I want to switch gears for a second. We had a question. So how do your exes feel about you? In general, do you have exes that hate you?
Yeah, I do. For sure.
Why would your ex hate you?
I mean, for me, I was younger, a lot younger. Like I've been with my wife for a long time. Mm-hmm. So like just, you know, stupid guy shit, just treating people like shit and just being a dick.
What about you, Lo? Do your exes hate you?
I wouldn't say hate me. I have exes that like, if I even hear their name, I'm like, ugh. Like, right. I'm disgusted. But I wouldn't say, like, they have a personal problem with me because I've never done anything to make them feel that way. If anything, I should hate them, but I don't care that much, too.
So you think if you ran into most of them, they would still speak?
Yeah, they would try. They definitely would try to speak to me. Mm-hmm. Would I speak back? I'd probably be like, hey, and just, like, be very nonchalant or, like, I don't really keep in touch. It depends. If we were just dating and we weren't like boyfriend and girlfriend, mm-hmm. like I'll probably be more cool with them. I'll probably still be cool with some guys that I've dated before.
Right.
But like not my boyfriend and then we broke up. No, no, no.
Go what ahead. About you, G? How your exes feel about you?
I don't think any of my exes hate me and I don't hate any of my exes. If anything, they want me back.
Right, exactly.
Because I've been told I was the best ever, so more than once. So,
you think there's still stuff that you could learn in the bedroom?
Of course, maybe.
Like she's like, I don't know what they could
getting
be,
a dick up your ass a little better.
Yeah, a big dick because I've done small dick and that was easy, but
right,
big
that's
dick
nothing.
Is,
It's still, you still
challenge. My boyfriend doesn't have a small dick, and in 10 years, I haven't been able to get it in my butt. And I used to drink a whole lot, so there's been some really drunk nights.
Pour a little honey in your butt.
No, that's going to burn.
Yeah, that might rip something, too.
Noah, what about you? How do your exes feel about you?
I mean, like...
What do you need?
Me and them cool. Mm-hmm. Like, if I see them, we talk. Or a lot of them, we still talk on the phone, but nothing personal. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we cool. We friends now.
Mm-hmm. You think you could still hit it, like, for some of them?
Yeah. Mm. Because of the relationship. But the thing with me, if I'm done with a girl or we break up, like, I keep that friendship where if she have her man or whatever now, I don't try to cross that boundary where I'm trying to have sex with her or whatever. So it could be cool.
You're a real stand-up guy.
Mm. I just thought about an ex that might hate me. Remember, like, last week or the week before when we did that my ex would never know game? Mm-hmm. And I said that he probably doesn't know that I was fucking his sister. I think he'll hate me once he learns that. Or if she told him.
Ja.
Maybe he hates me. So that's one.
Okay. He might hate his sister, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thanks to you.
Sure. Breaking up the family.
All right.
So for Doc Johnson, you guys have also done a safari toy. You gave him a mold of his.
Yeah. Oh, he did do it.
Yeah.
He had a dick.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys did Carly Red also?
It was a close call.
I'm saying, I need a toy.
Yeah, so we just did Carly.
Wait, how do we get a Gigi toy?
We can do it.
We need a mold.
We do custom molds.
We need my ass, my green.
Why'd you say it was a close
tight,
call? With
rejuvenated
safari?
Pussy.
No, I mean, it was one that we definitely wanted to do, and it just kind of went through a few different iterations and, mm-hmm. you know, different people involved. No, nothing to do with him.
I'm kidding.
But, you know, it just was one of those things. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, in terms of people that are like more mainstream and down his sort of walk of life already, you know, it's one of the first that we've done. So, mm-hmm. I mean, okay. He was into it. It just took a little while.
Right.
And most of the times when we sign somebody, they're more in our industry, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're like just
porn.
Like, what day? Okay. Thursday. Okay. We'll
Let's
be there.
It.
Right.
And it's kind of done. So, but this was like, this was big. And I mean,
whoa,
literally.
Yeah, literally big. But anytime we post anything about it or whatever, it's like the amount of people that we get emailing us, like DMing us, mm-hmm. contacting us through social media is not even close to anyone else we've ever molded.
Wow. But how did
male or female?
How do y'all get him prepared for it? Is it like
a fluffer?
A fluffer.
Yeah, you did have
he was allowed a personal escort. Not escort. That's the wrong word. I shouldn't use.
Whoa. Companion. A personal companion.
Definitely should not have used
personal
that
personal companion.
Not even a companion. Just like he was allowed a personal fluffer. I'll go with
fluffer.
The industry standard name.
Okay.
You know,
fluffer.
Like
a fluffer.
Because I think fluffer that up. For someone that's not a professional in that sense, like mm-hmm. a porn star, mm-hmm. you know, it can
it's
be
not
a
as
little
easy.
Intimidating.
Weird.
Intimidating. It's guys are much harder to mold than women anyway.
Literally.
Really?
Yeah. Because
I would feel like it'd be easier because it's on the outside.
It's an easier process. It's a harder concept because women really just have to lay there.
Right. For guys,
but
to
guys,
stay hard.
You got to get hard and then you got to stay hard without stimulation for like 3 minutes. Mm. And you know, it can be
not
difficult.
As easy.
Like
right.
It's not easy to just be like, okay, I have a hard on and then I'll just keep this hard on while right. you pour.
And
like
then there's
a
people
cold,
like doing stuff to
silly
you.
Silly putty
right.
on my dick.
So you never use like Viagra for the shoots or anything?
I mean, I definitely know guys have done what they've needed to do. We would never
recommend
as a company be
right.
like, here's
here.
A pill to get
right.
your
or Blue Chew
right.
or something
you
like
know,
that.
But a guy that knows what he's doing knows what he's doing and he can do whatever he wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, a Gigi mold, are we serious? That would be insane.
Yeah, that would. And Gigi got her vagina
service.
Rejuvenated.
I did. So
we
it's
can
like
do
really
it. Come out
now.
To LA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we'll do it. We can do custom molding.
I really
who wants to fuck Gigi?
It's friends.
Everybody
of the
that listens to Lip Service, they want to die. They
friends,
tell me all the time.
Friends of the family.
Yeah, Gigi killed somebody with her pussy. That's legendary.
Is that true?
He had a heart attack.
Oh.
May he rest in peace.
So we gotta hit.
And we talk about it a lot, and people DM me all the time, like, I want to die. Can I be next?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
people, you think people? Put
I think
like
it was sell.
They like, put the mold like on their face and stuff like that.
I want to do it so bad.
We could do like a whole box around that.
Yes.
You know, like see God.
I'm so serious. I'm laughing, but I'm so serious.
Okay, we're gonna see if we can make this happen.
Yes,
he was laughing too.
Yeah, until he died.
Yeah.
Then
damn.
Rest
oh my goodness.
Family listens.
This is awful.
God damn.
Well, Noah, did you learn a lot today?
Yeah, a lot.
Lip service is very educational.
I'm glad you got some toys to go though.
He's gonna pray for me.
This is gonna change your life.
In my anus.
I got the good toys.
Yes.
We don't need have a bag. We need like a, you gotta walk down the street or something.
I got No, Chelsea's gonna bring them for me.
No.
Oh, Chelsea, I have something for you too, boo. Don't worry about it.
Everybody gets a toy.
Shout out to my girl Chelsea from VP Records, man.
You get a toy.
They actually really helped me out for Angela Yee Day.
Yee Day.
Yes, we're doing a very special VP Records showcase, which Noah's part of, as well as Christopher Martin, who was up here before.
Yes, he was funny.
Yeah, we had a Debbie Magnum. And Naomi Cowan, right? Okay, so this everybody that's going to be performing at Angela Yee Day. Flip De Niro will be performing as well. He's from Brooklyn.
This sounds lit.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I come?
We're going to have a good time. Shout out to DJ Nori. Of course. You better be there. Bring your mold of your vagina with you.
Well, we won't have it yet, but... I'm going to
But we can't have any toys there, unfortunately, because it's for kids. But you know,
but toys are for kids. I thought
not these toys.
That's why I don't travel with toys anymore. That's why we sent them here.
Right,
you know, I've done the whole like TSA
pre-check, and they're like, "What is this?"
Oh, that's embarrassing.
They'll definitely stop you for some of these items.
The worst is when I only get stopped with like one or two things.
That's really personal.
I'd much rather get stopped with a suitcase full,
right?
And be like, "Look, I make sex toys.
I make these.
This is my bag. Right. I'm going somewhere." But like when you get caught with just one or two,
then it's like, "What type of shit you into, sir?"
Then you're like, "Yeah, that's not mine. I swear."
Do y'all have something for like travel?
Going through TSA,
like you mean like a bag?
Yeah, like a bag. Like a case or something.
No, we sell like toy cases and things like that. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, you know, if you're going to get pulled over, you're going to get pulled over.
I just think it would turn on.
I've been pulled over in a lot. China, Germany, the U.S., Netherlands.
With boxes full of sex toys.
I've gone through a lot of customs with a lot of sex toys.
Do you have the vibrating panties so that guys can like turn it on while you're wearing them?
Okay. I do.
With three molds.
Those are pretty popular.
Yeah, like those are good. Those are good. That's another thing, like I said, kind of like the little secret, right? Mm-hmm. That's all about the idea that like only you and him or her know
what's really
and
going
then you
on.
You can turn on with the remote. You're at dinner. Boop,
that's
boom.
Nice.
You know.
So everybody that's listening for Doc Johnson toys, what are the ones that you would recommend for beginners?
I mean, so the pocket rocket for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Optimale vibrating C-ring.
You got that too.
This item right here, Tryst, is a great item.
What is this, Tris?
The iVibe iPlease is great.
That's the one that I was upset I didn't get.
Because you and Stephanie both got it, and Stephanie said she loves it. It's like her favorite toy.
I think that's what I like, that it has like some kind of like power to it.
Plus that little ring that you can like put your finger through.
Yeah.
It like has a nice grip on the toy. It's nice, especially when it's vibrating intensely.
You guys took all those
If
toys.
As a guy too, using it on a woman, it has nice control when you slip your finger through that ring.
Right. I like it. I'm not gonna lie. Not that I would never like a toy or anything like that, but I was like,
no. Stephanie said that's her favorite. That's her favorite toy.
That's why there was none left, and I didn't get one.
I didn't get one either.
Oh, okay.
And then for like a lubricant, I would say Goodhead. Our brand Goodhead is really good for beginners, and it's fun for just like oral sex and stuff like that.
Is it like flavored?
Yeah, it's flavored and
good head. Yeah. Okay, Noah, you gonna try that one too? Because you,
what is the problem?
That's not Noah's, you know. But I get it.
You could eat pussy with that.
With what?
Good. Flavored lube.
Yeah, the flavored lube.
How am I supposed to know? I'm not doing it.
Ever.
I don't believe he's not allowed to. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen when this
when
episode
I'm 65.
Comes, when this he episode comes out, before. 12 girls who he's pussy he ate is gonna hit us up
and be like, he lying.
Nah, it didn't came out already.
Whoever pussy he done ate, make sure y'all DM us. Yeah, we'll post
AY,
on the page.
AY lip service.
At the top of his head.
Send your name and everything.
Yeah, we'll post you on the lip service page.
Yep, I'll be looking.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much for joining us. It really was a very educational episode.
Yes.
And we did break someone in.
Nah.
You leaving with a box of toys. Stop.
You got to open your mind a little bit.
50%.
Okay, good. 50%. Yeah, that's
listen, that's a start.
Yeah, that's a good
start.
It's
a cracked door.
But I'm definitely not going to go on the next 50% ever.
Well, you got the gateway drugs there, so
we'll
gateway
see.
Toys.
That's GG stuff.
No, it's yours. We got
these are your toys.
I'm saying the next 50%.
I'm 100% freak. It's okay. Yeah. I'll take that.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for all of our Doc Johnson toys. So we have some things to do. Who wants the pegging? Gigi?
My boyfriend would never.
I feel like that Gigi's back.
My boyfriend would never let me do that.
You can do it to a girl.
You have to use it on one of your girlfriends.
Yeah, you can use it on a girl.
Yeah, duh. That's what I thought she was going to do.
That's what I meant too.
Yes, I'll take it.
Okay, there you have it. It's lip service.